Our gospel for this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the coming of the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then the Son of Man will send out the angels and gather the elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the Son of Man is near, at the very gate. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. About the day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey who, when leaving home and putting the slaves in charge of their own work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else coming suddenly, the master may find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." Please be seated. Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks for the gift of wonder and curiosity and joy that we see in the children in our midst. We pray that those gifts might be ours in this season as we eagerly anticipate your arrival at Christmas. Use these days to prepare our hearts, our homes, our church, and our lives and our world to receive you with open hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. One of my son Finn's favorite games when he was growing up, when he was little, was rock, paper, scissors. But after a while, that game gets pretty old. It doesn't take a while. It gets old really fast. So Finn took some creative license with it. Finn liked dinosaurs at the time, so he added T-Rex. So why not? Rock, scissors, paper, T-Rex. But what beats T-Rex? A volcano. What beats a volcano? Ice Age. What beats Ice Age? Apocalypse. Or as Finn would say, apopalypse. In Finn's version of the game, nothing beat apocalypse. When you threw that one out, you won. Apocalypse, or apopalypse, is not a word we use very much, even in the church. I mean, who else but a pastor's kid could come up with something like that for a game? We tend to associate apocalypse with the end of the world, but the word comes from the Greek meaning to uncover or to reveal, as in the book of Revelation, a revealing. Apocalyptic literature like Revelation is a record of divine disclosures made known through the agency of angels and dreams and visions. It includes wild and over-the-top imagery and rich symbolism and natural and supernatural phenomenon. But the book of Revelation isn't the only time that this comes up in our Bible. It also arises in the prophetic books of Ezekiel, Isaiah, Zechariah, and Joel, and most prominently in the book of Daniel, as well as Revelation. The book of Daniel was written as a response to the experience of the great Babylonian exile, where so many people were removed from their homes. And Revelation was written about 100 CE, when Christians were heavily persecuted in the Roman world, and the author was an exile himself. These books were written and read by people as their worlds were imploding. And while it can be hard to believe, the people who wrote and heard these words at the time actually found great comfort in them. Scholars say that they were written to encourage those who were oppressed and saw little or no hope in terms of politics or armed might. Their message was that God himself would intervene and reverse the situation in which they found themselves, delivering the godly from the hands of the wicked and establishing his rule for all to see. And another says, apocalyptic literature is designed to comfort its readers by assuring them that God is in control of history, that they are privy to mysteries people on the outside will never know, that there will be an end to whatever they find oppresses them, and that their fidelity will be rewarded. What it reveals is that even though the world is scary and dangerous and seemingly in shambles, God is still God. God is in charge, and a new world is possible and will come. And this was good news to the beleaguered writers and readers of these texts, and so it is for us today. Our gospel reading for this morning comes from Mark chapter 13, which is part of this long tradition. Chapter 13 in Mark is known as the Little Apocalypse. The chapter begins with Jesus talking about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, which in fact happened in 70 CE, around the time that the gospel was written. It was an unthinkable event. The temple was enormous, the center of religious life in Israel. It covered 450 acres and it stood for 420 years, and it was razed to the ground by the Romans. All that remains of that today is the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. In this little apocalypse, Jesus speaks not only of the destruction of the temple, but the persecution that his disciples would face and what he called a desolating sacrilege. He says that there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Brother will rise up against brother, that there will be famines in the land. And in the midst of this crisis, he will come in power and glory with the angels to gather up God's people. He implores his hearers to keep awake, to look for the coming of the Son of Man, that is, to trust that God is near and that help and hope are on the way. Apocalypse is about holding on to our faith in God while our world is falling apart, when life seems so overwhelming, when solutions seem so hard to find, when war and disaster and violence and aching human suffering or need are all that we can see, when our own lives feel so upended and uncertain. And it can feel these days that we are living in apocalyptic times, confusing, heartbreaking, despairing, infuriating, exhausting, broken times. And in this, we can relate to our other readings for today, because as we hear in Isaiah, we could almost say the same thing. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble in your presence. Or from Psalm 80, restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Let your hand be upon us, the one you have made so strong for yourself. Jesus urges us in such times to hold fast to faith and to stay awake, to be vigilant in hope and to serve those in need. In Mark 13, he uses imagery of pregnancy to indicate that when pain starts, that is the sign that new life will begin, that what is now suffering will turn to joy. It reminds me of a sermon that was preached by Valerie Carr, a civil rights leader that went viral about 6 years ago. And she looked at everything happening in the world even then, and she said, "Yes, the future is dark. I close my eyes and I see the darkness. But the mother in me asks, what if this darkness is not the darkness of the tomb, but the darkness of the womb? What if even now something new is being born? What if these are the birth pangs of something new?" And as she says, as in labor in such times, we both need to breathe and push, breathe and push, to sustain and fill up and renew and care for ourselves, and to work and serve and pray to help this new thing that God is bringing to birth. to breathe and push. And this, in fact, is where we are heading this Advent, to the birth of a baby in Bethlehem, born under occupation and oppression, born into dark and difficult times, a child who will bring new life to the world. Mary will breathe and push and breathe and push until the promised Messiah, the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, is born into the world. And so we begin this Advent season in a spirit of hope. We begin this Advent with a renewed call to vigilance, to not lose heart, to keep awake and to look for all the ways that God is breaking into our broken world and for all the ways that God is being born into our lives today. For as Finn seemed to know, even as a kid, nothing can beat apocalypse. For it is the revealing that no matter what is happening in our world or in our lives, God is in charge and Christ is with us. Rock, scissors, paper, apocalypse. Amen.